This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the American Monetary Association's podcast, where we explore how monetary policy impacts the real lives of real people and the action steps necessary to preserve wealth and enhance one's lifestyle.
Welcome to the podcast for the American Monetary Association. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this is a service of my private foundation, the Jason Hartman Foundation. Today, we have a great interview for you, so I think you'll enjoy it. And comment on our website or our blog post. We have a lot of resources there for you, and you can find that at AmericanMonetaryAssociation.org. That's AmericanMonetaryAssociation.org, or the website for the foundation, which is JasonHartmanFoundation.org. Thanks so much for listening, and please visit our website and enjoy our extensive blog and other resources there. It's my pleasure to welcome Mary Spio to the show. She is president of Next Galaxy Corporation and is engaged in the very, very exciting world of virtual reality. We're going to talk about the next evolution of technology for sports and entertainment, gaming, info marketing, seminars, just a whole host of applications that are fascinating. Mary, welcome. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much, Jason. Very great to be on the show. I'm super excited.
It's good to have you. And you're coming to us today, I believe, from Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I'm coming to you from Los Angeles.
My hometown. And the company is based in Miami, correct?
Yes, we're based in Miami Beach. We're a Miami Beach company.
Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about what it is you do. And let's dive into, you know, this amazing world that was once science fiction, but it's right on our heels now. So it's really, really fascinating.
Yeah, it's super, super exciting, right? The stuff of movies now, we're actually living it. So Next Galaxy Corporation, our main application is a virtual reality hub. Basically, if you think of it as a network for accessing virtual reality experiences as well as content. So whether it's a movie that you want to watch or a sports game, that's basically what we're delivering is different content in the virtual reality context for the Oculus or Gear VR or any of the other displays that are out there.
So how old is the Oculus Rift device?
The Oculus Rift device is actually not that old. I mean, it's like been within the last couple of years, but it's seen the type of momentum that we haven't seen with any other device in a very long time. It's been just a couple of years and, you know, was recently acquired by Facebook for $2 billion because of where it's going. You know, it's because of where it's going. I believe that it's ushered in the next evolution, the transformation of all of computing as well as communications.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I wonder why Facebook bought them. You know, is the next evolution of social media going to be that we're interacting with people and we can shake hands with them virtually and, you know, rather than clicking like on a flat two-dimensional screen or making a comment there, maybe it'll be like being in the same room with people?
That's exactly it. And that's exactly what my company does. We're focusing on social VR. And when you look at some of the demos, it's actually quite scary. You have the ability, we've come up with an experience that shows what your virtual timeline could look like, what, you know, experiencing content with other people could look like. So you can invite your friends or you could just join perfect strangers in watching a movie or being at a concert or being in the classroom in the training. If you're an author or a speaker, you can actually set up a virtual conference or a virtual cast where other people can join you. Currently, the avatars, as we call the digital representations of, or what, you know, it's called the digital representations of yourself. Currently, the avatars are not as realistic, but the long-term plan is to get them so that they look like holograms. So basically, Jason, I'm looking at you and I'll be looking at a digital representation of you that looks like you. I could see you expressions and so on. So that's why this is so exciting, because it's really being in the real world digitally and not just some kind of a escape mechanism.
That's amazing. I mean, Wow. you know, this is going to change the world of online dating. I mean, massively. It's, I wonder, you know, it's sort of weird. I mean, there are all sorts of weird social implications for this. And, you know, that's really tangential, but it's amazing. I mean, what a time in which to be alive. It's like living in a world of magic, you know?
So it is.
The Oculus Rift, I mean, is that the best product in the world of virtual reality? I mean, it seems to be the one that's gotten all the attention.
It's the one that's gotten all the attention. It's the one that ushered in this whole new era in virtual reality. The best product that I've experienced thus far in terms of virtual reality has been the Gear VR from Samsung. And I say the best because it's got a much better resolution. It's the one that can say, hey, consumer VR is here. The Oculus, I'm sure by the time the consumer version arrives, it's going to be just as fantastic as the Gear VR. And the Gear VR is a collaboration between Oculus and the Samsung. So in essence, when I'm saying the Gear VR, although it's Samsung, it's also Oculus. So is it the best? I would have to say yes, you know, especially as it's paired with the mobile. Currently, what's on the market from the Oculus Rift is just a developer edition.
Is the Gear VR out yet? I mean, I'm looking at their website now, or it's not here yet, is it, right?
It's not here yet, but it's been announced. You can actually make orders. You can go on the website and make purchases right now.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's better than the Oculus? Okay, interesting.
In terms of resolution, but it's a collaboration between the two. So right. Samsung is bringing their best. Oculus is bringing their best. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that I don't believe the Gear VR has the head tracking right now, but you know, that's the best. That's the best for consumers right now.
Fantastic. What is the difference between virtual reality and augmented reality?
The difference between virtual reality and augmented reality, when you have augmented reality, right, you're looking at something like the Google glasses. Basically, it throws a digital representation on top of the real world. So it's additive. So for example, you're going into a subway station and you see a sign in front of you that says the station is closed, or you're driving by, you know, a friend's house, something pops up to your right that says so-and-so lives here. So it augments the real world in which you're walking. And, you know, what's come to represent virtual reality is really immersive, being fully immersed in an environment. So you're fully immersed in a digital world. You look to your left, to your right, and you're there. And it's also kind of coupled with that sense of presence. So you feel like you're there, right? You can look around. If you're watching a basketball game, which we have some samples that we're going to be releasing soon. So you're watching a basketball game, you look to your left and you see the person that's sitting there, you look to the right, you look around, you're in there, your eyeballs are inside of the place. And so that's the difference. Virtual is fully immersive and augmented is additive. We've added, digital context to the real world.
Okay, so what is the platform in which people use this type of technology?
So in terms of virtual reality, I think that for mainstream widespread market use, right, such as watching movies, going to concerts, sport games, education, and so on, what you need is you need an application such as ours, which is the Seek platform. So you would download it either on your phone or you would download it on your desktop, and then you would need a display. So you would plug in the Oculus, or if you're watching it on your mobile phone, it would be the Gear VR or any other VR device that you deem equally good. And so that's the setup. So you need the network, if you will, and then you need your TV, which would be any one of these people, Oculus or Gear VR or whoever, and then you're connected. So you need the input device, and then you need, you know, the application or the software that runs it, and then you're on your way to a world of fun and immersion.
And what's the name of that platform? Is it Seek?
Yes, our platform is Seek, and it's spelled C-E-E-K. So it's kind of play off on, you know, seeking information, seeking content, seekers.
When you say platform, what is that? Is that's the software? Is it the operating system? Or what does that mean?
For us, it's kind of both because we have the platform in terms of, you think of it as the application. So we have the application, but the application, what you see is just going to be the content. But in the back end, there is a bunch of stuff that's going on. There's the infrastructure, there's the database management, video delivery, all of that. And that's why I call it the platform, because it is really a virtual reality application that lets you plug in and then you arrive at the gates of Seek, which is a whole city unto itself. And so you can then walk into Cineplex, or you can walk into the concert hall, or you can walk into the training and education or a conference and all of that. So basically you put on the headset, which is your, you know, TV, if we want to kind of run a parallel to something that exists now. So you put on the headset, you're also going to need an audio headphone, which we also have our own audio headphone, as well as a controller for interaction. So you put it on and it starts to play. So the software is what allows it to play. And so for example, if it's on the Gear VR, you would go on and you download the Gear VR software, and then it has multiple applications. You download the application and you would be able to just, you know, run it, and it just runs kind of like downloading an app on your iPhone.
What is 3D audio? I mean, is that just surround sound?
3D audio, I think what it's representing now, no, it's not just surround sound. It goes beyond surround. If you think of surround sound, let's say you have audio that's surrounding you from 5 or 7 different sources. When you think of 3D audio, what we're doing is we're actually adding depth and perspective. So you're in the center, and think of an audio or sound sphere, right? And then you're at the center of it. So you have multiple sources of sound. So you can hear everything all around you. You have the depth and perspective. So you can hear up and down, to the side and to the left. And that's important within immersive, because you're in the real world. So in the real world, if I'm walking towards the front of the stage, I can actually hear more of what's going on the stage than if I'm at the back of the room. So the audio moves with you in such a way that it feels like how you would hear it when you're walking in the real world.
It just makes me think, I mean, that is amazing. You know, this is totally incredible, this immersive experience. It must be, you know, when I look at the files, obviously I'm a podcaster, so, you know, I deal with audio files. Occasionally I deal with video files. And I look at the size of them. I could imagine the computer file for this, it must be huge. I mean, the amount of data it would have to contain to generate. What is the file format called? Is it Seek? Is that the name of the
file? Hopefully it will be Seek soon. You know, that's one thing that we're working on. We want to be interoperable with everyone. So in terms of what we're doing, we're making sure that we're outputting to existing formats so that it makes it easy for the content creators that we're working with. And that's something that
It'll be a video file then?
Be a video file. Yeah, it'll be a video file. We'll also have the audio files. And thus far, we have the video, you know, once it's stitched and put together, we're outputting into a lot of the standard video formats. However, if you just play it on a regular PC or on a regular phone, it's not going to play because of the way it's been stitched together. It will play, but it's not going to display properly, because when you're looking at a standard video, you're looking at a flat panel. Here, you're looking at sort of a sphere, right? So if I took a standard video and try to play it in this format, I'm only filling like a quarter of the sphere versus like the whole thing. So, but we are looking at interoperability with a lot of the current standards, and we're doing that across the board, whether it's having the ability to port in current ad types. But those are all things that we're looking at right now.
So in the virtual reality world, we're not to the point yet where we can actually, like, we can move in that world in three-dimensional, I'll put space in quotes. It's not really space, but it kind of is. But we can't, for example, meet someone in a social Seek platform, a virtual reality social platform, reach out and shake their hand, can we?
You can reach out and shake their hand, but you're not gonna feel it, right? There are a lot of devices that are out there that are coming.
I know.
There.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's coming.
The gloves and the they do the sensation in both directions.
Exactly.
That's incredible. But like, if you were to be wearing the Samsung product or the Oculus product and be in a social platform, I mean, you can do that now. You know, you can experience that. No, I mean, not for a consumer, but I'm sure you guys have done it. You can't see your own hand sticking out to shake the other person's hand, right?
No, what you can see is your avatar. So for example, if you had some kind of glove on, then you would see your avatar reaching out to the other person. So if you both had the gloves on, then you could feel the handshake. But for what we're doing currently with where we are, basically you would be using audio activated command. So you would do something like shake hands, right? So you're not going to feel it. But if you had the gloves on, yeah, you would feel it.
Totally amazing. Yeah.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
So when are we going to see this? I mean, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday about Google Glass. And I tell you, I mean, for all the talk about Google Glass, there's like no real adoption whatsoever. You know, a few tech geeks have it, but, you know, it's just not really anywhere. I mean, when is this stuff really going to be part of, you know, when you get an Xbox, you're going to have a Rift type product? Or a Samsung Gear type product with it. You know.
Let me tell you this. I just came from the Samsung Developer Conference 2014. And the type of stuff that I saw on the Samsung Gear, it's consumer ready. It is consumer ready in terms of virtual reality, in terms of the gear. And I think that mobile phones are also, everybody's got a mobile phone, right? And so mobile phones are going to be first in terms of getting people to experience VR. And once you experience it, you're just hooked. And now it's going to be, people are going to be looking, scouring for content, which is why we're working on, you know, bringing the content to them. VR is ready and it's here. Thanks to devices like Gear VR. In terms of the Google Glasses, yeah, I do agree that I think that it's probably going to find its place in enterprise where there are users there. But right now, it's very expensive. And, you know, it's quite expensive. The apps are there, but they're not to where it's going to be mainstream, massive adoption yet. But I'm sure they're going to go through iterations to find out where the market is. But I'm excited about where we are with VR. And when you think of virtual reality too, the reason why it's going to eclipse everything that's happening now is I can put one concert on there with someone like Rihanna, who has like 80 million fans on Facebook, and with just one piece of content have millions and millions of people experiencing it. And that's not exactly what you can do with the Google Glass, because it's additive. You know, maybe people want more and more, which it's more of a challenge there, but I could see it, you know, doing well in enterprise. But VR is here. It's here. Our application should be out for mobile by Q1 of 2015. Our headset is available for pre-order. We're going to be announcing the pre-order coming up within the next few weeks, definitely before Christmas or before the holidays. So VR is here, and it's very real, and it's fantastic. I saw something that DreamWorks has done, and it is magical. I think everybody should see that as their first experience with VR. There's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of gimmicks. And, you know, when people see those gimmicks, they feel like, oh my God, this thing's still got a ways to go. But look for the good stuff, because once you see that kind of stuff, you know, you're going to feel just as passionate as I am about VR. It's very exciting for me.
Incredible. Really interesting stuff. Mary, I'm curious, what is your background? Are you an engineer? Are you a business person? How did you get into this?
My background, I'm actually a deep space scientist. I'm an electrical engineer and computer science by trade. I did my undergrad in electrical engineering and computer science. I also have a psychology minor, if that wasn't enough.
You're a smart kid.
Thank you. And I did my graduate work, you know, in electrical engineering with a focus on deep space science. And so my background is, you know, I started work with SETI, which was a NASA project.
Yeah, the SETI's interesting.
Yeah. And then from there, you know, I worked also in doing a lot of orbital design and all of that stuff. Got some work with the Iridium, which was a 77 satellite constellation. Moved
and
on
they,
to...
And they blew all those up, right? That seemed like such a waste of money. Wow.
But you know what? There's a lot that comes out of, you know, all that technology.
I'm sure there is. You know, yeah, no
people
question.
Ask about, yeah, space exploration and all of that. There's a lot of everything we have today is as a result of that. And it's great to, what they say, fail your way to success, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So now we know what works.
Just last week, we landed on a comet for the first time ever. I mean, that was amazing to me. And over the weekend, I saw Interstellar. I'm a real space cadet myself. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. But I'm sure there's an application for virtual reality in space travel. I mean, it's interesting that you're a space person and now you're in this. So what's the, is there a connection there that I'm
there's
not exactly
absolutely,
seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked about that because we have recently, we're teaming up with a company that has the largest space library. As you know, the Johnson Space Center, the media library has closed. So imagine all that legacy, all that rich heritage, our, you know, rich space legacy, all of that stuff has closed. But there was a company that digitized all the content. And we're teaming up with them to open the largest VR space museum so that schools and universities and people can still access it. Part of their library, we even have like the only 3D interview that Neil Armstrong did when he came back from his space tour. We're also developing a documentary featuring an astronaut who spent some time moving a satellite around. So we're bringing this not just for entertainment, but also to education. And part of that is the space tract. We're also going to take very complex subjects in physics and, you know, Newtonian physics, which is the basis of everything that we're building now anyway, physics and geography and all of that, and simplify in medicine, healthcare, and simplify it for training purposes.
Fascinating. It is an amazing time to be alive, no question about it. And I can hardly wait till this, we really get, you know, consumer virtual reality, you know, like where it's on everybody's Christmas list and everybody.
It's definitely on mine. You can order the Samsung Gear from their website now too. So
how much does it cost?
$200. It's $200.
It's not expensive.
Not at all. It's $200 and then you have to get the Note 4. So
very interesting. Very interesting stuff. Well, give out your website, Mary, and tell people where they can find out more.
My website is seek.com and it's Charlie Echo Echo Kilo, CEEK.com. And that's where you can find out more stuff about what's coming. You can sign up and we'll give you updates. Seek is right around the corner and the future is here.
Fantastic. Mary Spio, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. It was a delight.
The American Monetary Association is a nonprofit venture funded by the Jason Hartman Foundation, which is dedicated to educating people about the practical effects of monetary policy and government actions on inflation, deflation, and personal freedom. Our goal is to help people prosper in the midst of uncertain economic times. This show is produced by the Jason Hartman Foundation, all rights reserved. For publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate professional if you require individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of the Jason Hartman Foundation exclusively.